This song is kind of our theme for tonight. And I'm going to turn it over to the kids now. But before we did that, we wanted to just plant this seed. When I think about this song, it's almost childlike how simple it is. And our kids are about to come up here and tell you all one of the greatest stories ever told. And our encouragement to you would be that you open up your eyes to see.
One you may know very well. It has wise men and shepherds and angels and stars shining bright on the holiest of holiest Christmas Eve night. It's about hoping that good dreams we've long had will come true. A love story from heaven, a love story written for you. And with much anticipating, we've been a long time waiting for this day, so elating to finally be here. So without further ado, come, let me take you to the manger, where the hopes and dreams of all the world will come true.
Look, here comes blessed Mary and her faithful husband Joseph. They've been traveling a long way from the little town of Nazareth. The days have been rough, the road has been hard, but finally up ahead, Bethlehem sits not too far.
God told Mary she was going to have a little boy, a sweet and perfect baby boy. It's almost time for him to come and give the world great joy. After such a long trip, she's most ready to rest. But all the rooms in the inns of this tiny town are taken. But one innkeeper does his best.
He had no room in his inn. They were already packed to the brim. Like them, many have traveled so very far for census that Caesar demanded so he could boast and raise taxes. But what he had, he gave. He was sorry it wasn't much. It was his stable where the animals sleep. Tonight, maybe they can help keep the warm and such.
So they went to the stable, and Mary and Abel and Joseph were able to thank God for providing them some place, some peace. It was going to be a good story for ages at least, because amongst the oxen, amongst the donkeys and the rams, amongst the strange noises and the stranger smells, was born the great I Am, God's holy perfect lamb, a baby boy born the Savior of all men.
Jesus, God's only Son, the perfect gift for a weary world. Jesus, God intended him for the manger and then so much more. Jesus, like a light in the darkness, he came to make hopes real. Jesus, he would be for all people, and we'll start with some shepherds in the field.
Come all you shepherds. Come now, now's the time to tend our flocks through the cold, cold, dark night. Come on, you shepherds, we need you in the fields here. The sheep are bleating for their shepherds to be near. Come, shepherds, come. We work hard to protect our sheep. When night comes, we're still working even as we sleep on the cold, cold ground. There's wild animals all around, so we have to keep watch to make sure our sheep do not wander or be taken away. That's how we devote our lives each day. We are shepherds, and although we're very, very, very poor, we must be worth so much more than the dirt we sleep in on the floor. Wait and see.
Heaven is preparing a chorus to sing the birth of a baby, Jesus, the King of Kings. So come, angels from every corner of heaven, come. Come, angels, The Lord has summoned his heavenly host to announce this holy little one. Come, angels, we must tell the world of the gift that God has given to all mankind. Come now, angels, come and ready yourselves to sing praises to God, the Most High. Hark ye, herald angels, the hearts of the heaven has taken on humanity. God's love for all the eyes can see, born this day just a tiny baby. But his love in this huge, and we say it loud, God himself has come down to earth. In the first time to tell this timeless story of God taking off his glory and walking in his own story. Ready? Are you ready? Watch and you will see. Nothing will ever be the same as after this announcement we are making. Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy. He wants us to see in Bethlehem and see how much just a little boy. He is for all people. He has been born for you. He is Messiah, the Lord. Come and see him, all of you.
God wants to see us shepherds. He wants us to see the birth of his son. But who are we that God would want us to greet the Holy One? We are poor, nothing great. Could this gift really be for everyone? Are you sure he wants us to come to the manger?
Jesus is a gift for all people, so don't be a stranger. He's over there, born poor, just like you in a stable. All who are able, come to the manger. Angels, now in this moment, with joyful voices we raise glorious praise. Shout your praises with me, glory to God in the highest. Repeat after me, glory to God in the highest. Shepherds, now go.
Should we go to Bethlehem to see this gift of love sent from above that God has given to you and me? Then come to the manger with me.
So these poor shepherds came. God himself invited them to see his gift for all people. They came to the manger on bended knee, and Mary delighted to share Jesus with them. He would grow strong and love all people, even the poorest, like him.
And that on that first Christmas day, in a land far away, some wise men stood gazing at the sky. From a star shone bright, the holiest of nights, and the Bethlehem, are these magi, wondered why.
Could this be? Was it true? I've heard about this, a light sent from heaven. We cannot dismiss the sign and a chance to go see this little baby, born the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Messiah most holy. He is the one who will save all there is to save. Come, we must go, though it be a long way. So come, all you wise men. Come, all who are wise enough to make the long journey and see heaven's eyes in the face of a child who gives love without bias to all nations, to all people. See the star? Like heaven's steeple. So come, all wise men, come. We have a long journey ahead. Come, wise men, come. The road will be our bed until we can lay our head and our gifts at the feet of this little king. Come, all who are wise, and offer our gifts to this king. We will empty our coffers, and still, could we ever bring enough treasures to honor such a king?
So these wise men from far away, though their journey was so long, packed up their best gift to bring to Jesus and went on and on for days upon days and weeks upon weeks until finally in Bethlehem they found what they went to seek, a sweet little boy, heaven's heart, the world's joy, a tiny little king who would bring peace to all, from the very greatest to the very least.
We bring gold, we bring frankincense, we bring precious myrrh. We bring all that we have to honor this Savior. We lay our gifts at this tiny treasure's feet. Do not keep anything from Jesus that you have to give. All who are wise, give your treasures. And when every treasure is given, then give how you live, your life, every day. Live your life like the treasures that you are, a treasure of God's to give away.
Jesus, the name that holds the weight of a world.
Jesus, the hope of every man, woman, boy, and girl.
Like a light in the darkness, God's Son humbly came.
Like a light in the darkness, he carried the name of God to the orphan, the lonely, and the lame.
He brought hope to the hopeless, and he can still do the same to those still walking in darkness who call upon his name.
The dark is so dark.
The light is so dim.
Thank God for the star that guides us to him.
Darkness, emptiness, loneliness, fear. All who want the light to shine on them, come here. To the manger, come follow the light that breaks the darkest darkness on this holiest of nights. Come, stars, come. It's our time to shine. We will not let darkness hide this little light of mine. Come, stars, to the manger. Be the light in the dark places. We'll shine bright and share the light across all the faces. Of those who look to the heaven, this love born tonight erases any traces of darker ages. That first Christmas night, a single star showed the way to Jesus, proving one star, one little light, ultimately frees us from the darkness all around us. This little light of mine can brightly shine, leading others to Jesus. So, stars, stand and shine brightly on Christmas Day and every day after then. We are a bright city on a hill, not easily hidden. Be the light of Jesus wherever you may go, and guide those walking in the dark to come to the manger, to come home.
So now you've heard the story you may have heard before of shepherds,
angels,
wise men,
stars,
and Jesus, Emmanuel.
I'm pretty sure it will not be the last time you hear the story of God's glory born in Bethlehem.
The story of God come down, born to be our friend.
He came for the poor.
He came for the rich.
And everyone in between.
He came to bring light to a dark, dark world.
He came for you and for me.
Jesus came for all people. That first Christmas day, those who were nearby
or far, far away.
Jesus came to show God's love walking around on the earth.
So, on Christmas Day, we joyfully celebrate God's gift, his birth.
So come, shepherds.
Come, angels.
Come, wise men.
Come, stars.
Come, however, wherever, whoever you are. With God, you're never a stranger. So come, everyone, come to the manger.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare its room, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Heaven and heaven nature.
Sing with his parents.
Joy to the world, the Lord it is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room.
Give our kids a hand. Thank you guys for telling us the story tonight. Why don't you go to your seats and find your parents, okay? I'm going to invite some of my friends in the band to come up and join me if you're not up here yet.
could have come like a mighty storm. With all the strength of a hurricane, you could have come like a forest fire with the power of heaven in your flame. But you came like winter snow. You were quiet, you were slow and slow. Falling from the sky in the night to the earth.
Is the King of Kings. While the world was waiting on a change to come along, light broke.
Light in the middle.
through the middle of our plight came the King of Kings. While we were waiting on your love to come along, light broke in. Come like a sun, God with us, Jesus Christ has come, and I'm undone. Oh.
Come and see what God has done.
Y'all pray with me. Lord Jesus, we thank you for what you've done for us. Tonight we've seen it. We've seen your beauty. We've seen it all over our kids' faces. God, the gospel is just so simple. We overcomplicate it so much. And God, I pray that we would just be surrounded in the magnificence and the hugeness of what you've done for us. That we would see just the power in the story itself. And that we would worship you in response. We love you, Lord Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. How are we doing so far, Whitestone Church? Doing good? One of our favorite things to do and one of our favorite settings to worship in is just a kind of a living room or the upstairs room at the church office, you know, just some kind of setting like that, just kind of intimate, stripped down, and we wanted to include something like that tonight. So we're just, the next couple songs we do, I had a plan of kind of where it was going, and as it's gotten closer, I've kind of thought that this section, I might call some audibles that I haven't told them about, and so we're just going to see where it goes. But we're going to sing some of our favorite Christmas songs, and I just invite you, if you know the songs, obviously the invitation is always there to sing along and to worship with us. If you don't know the song super well, Christmas music is some of the most powerful and eloquent literature I think that's ever been written. Some of these Christmas songs, if you listen to the beauty and the lyrics, the power, there is just profound. There's a reason some of these songs have been sang for hundreds of years without people stopping. So I just invite you to just let the lyrics land on you.
Noel, Noel, Noel. Did you know?
Worship in church.
first. You go before. You are the last. Lord, you're the encore. Your name delights for all to see. The star we hold, declare your glory. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest. Glory in the highest. Yeah. Apart from you, there is no God. Light of the world, the bright morning star. Your name will shine for all to see. You are the one. You are my glory. Glory in the highest. Glory.
Peace be on the earth.
Your name is near, Emmanuel. God with us here, God pleased with us to dwell. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul.
How we doing, Whitestone Church? Man, I've said it before at Christmas things, and I'll say it again. You can't just look at the baby manger Jesus. If we come here tonight and we don't acknowledge who Jesus is and what he was going to do and the sacrifice that he made for us and the all-giving love that he shed for us, then we're not looking at the full picture. And so we've done this a couple of years ago. We did a Christmas thing. And we kind of ended it with I guess what you would call an Easter song. I don't think there really are Easter songs, but it was, we ended with the song Jesus Paid It All. It's my all-time favorite hymn / worship song. Just talking about what Jesus was going to go on to do. And so I think keeping with that, I don't know, I've been thinking about it, and I think it could be a cool tradition to start, to preview the resurrection, to preview redemption, to preview restoration at Christmas, because that's what it's about, man. If Jesus didn't buy us with a price, like Brock was talking about this morning, then what is Christmas, you know? Why did he even come if we don't celebrate what he did for us? And so this is a new song we're about to do, this song's going to close our worship time, and we're gonna teach it to you. You probably know it. It's been on the radio quite a bit, and I was telling the band, man, I've been wildly conflicted because I was like, I've just had this song, man. It's just had me right there, it's had me by the neck, and I've been wanting to introduce it for weeks, and I was like, ah, crazy idea. How about we introduce it at Christmas when it is completely, you know, by most people's standards, when it's completely non-relevant. But we're going to do it. And I think you'll find as we sing it that based on what we've sang about in Jesus, based on what we've talked about in Jesus, that it relates. If y'all would stand with me.
Criminals and every Pharisee, you came for hypocrites, even one like me. You carried sin and shame, the guilt of every man, the weight of all I've done, nailed into your hand. Oh, your love bled for me. Oh, your blood in crimson streams. Oh, your death was hell's defeat. The cross meant to kill. It's running through my veins. I can't escape its grip. In my soul is safe. You covered everything. Oh, your blood bled for me. Oh, your blood in crimson streams. Oh, oh,
You're the once and for all sacrifice. You're our Redeemer, our Savior, and our hope. You're the Lamb of God who takes away our sins, who makes us alive again. And all we can say, Jesus, is thank you.
Of God, who takes away our sin, who takes away our sin. The Holy Lamb of God makes us alive again, makes us alive again. Oh, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away.
Man, we appreciate you guys being with us tonight. I know that your time is valuable, and it means the world to all of us here that you would be with us tonight and that you'd worship with us. I don't do this often enough, I don't think. But before you guys go, I just want to Dad touched on it a little bit before we started, but I just want to thank these guys, man. Give them a hand. Man. If you come to church often over here, then you'll know that that these guys sacrifice a lot of their time. They sacrifice a lot of their energy, and they're all some of my closest friends. And I just want to tell all you guys that you are awesome. I appreciate all the time that you give. I appreciate Tommy. I appreciate you coming in the mornings with your kids in tow, in time for rehearsal. Clark, I appreciate all the song suggestions that you send me and the spirit of God that's in you. Kevin, I appreciate the same thing in you, man. I appreciate the way that you're serious about letting the spirit lead our worship, but letting us do it with excellence. Andy, I can't even begin to describe how Andy's always the first one here and the last one out, and does everything. Miss Taylor Coleman, who is just incredibly talented, who started playing with us this year. My
incredible, unbelievable wife, Kenzie, who puts up with me and makes all of this possible. And there are more of you. Obviously, we can't have everybody who participates in the worship ministry up here tonight.
Anthony?
He's not even there. Anthony, I love you, man. I love you. I can't even begin. These guys, man, these guys and ladies, if you're out there, if anybody who sings with us, who plays with us, who's not participating tonight, I love you. I love you too. Rod, man, I've been so excited for that you've played with us and jumped back in the saddle this year. And I just want to say thank you to you guys. And I really, the reason I bring that up is this. If you come to Whitestone, these guys are serious about coming in and creating an atmosphere and creating a place where you can communicate with God on a personal level and where you could worship on a personal level. And so if you see one of these people, just tell them thank you. And if you're blessed by their ministry, let them know. I'm sure they'd love to hear it. We've got one more song that we're going to do. This is not really within the theme of the whole night, but we wanted to do this just as our way of saying Merry Christmas to you guys. So we'll do this, and we'll be done. Thank you guys for being with us.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Shining star upon the highest bough. draw near to us. Gather near to us once more. The years we all will be together, if the Lord allows. Hang the shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
Yeah, I just want to thank you all for coming out. Cody Band, fantastic job, man. Fantastic. I really do feel like oftentimes our band and their leadership, they're so talented, I think we often take them for granted. And so I just really appreciate not just your all's musical talents, but your heart. I mean, it's really it's a gift to us to get to be led and worshiped by you all. And kids out there, fantastic job. Yeah, you did a great. I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't mention how great Brian Lloyd looked as a wise man tonight over here. Yeah, just remarkable. Noah, thank you for coming out. Claudia, thanks for the time you put in with our kids. Laura, anybody who helped make that happen, thank the band and thank y'all for coming. And we are gonna have a service next Sunday morning.